Good day, this is John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio blog, Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Today our topic is, you are mostly water. The physical body is a moving bag of mineral water. We are approximately 70% water, and the rest is made up of minerals and gases in various combinations. Are you consuming enough water? The need for pure, high-quality water is universal, but it needs purification of contaminants before consumption. Is your water pure enough? Most of us are dehydrated and toxic, and vulnerable to unfavorable health conditions because of this. Your body will work better with more water consumption. The digestive system especially, and toxins, will be more thoroughly eliminated. If the cells of the body do not receive enough properly structured water, free of toxic chemicals, they will not function properly and may not live long. Water and minerals are essential components of our life processes. What liquids are you consuming regularly? It is suggested we drink 6 to 8 glasses of water per day. What is the quality of the water you consume? Except in the case of pure fruit juice and vegetable juices and milk, most beverages and soups have added water. Coffee, teas, juices from concentrate, soft drinks, beer, wine, soups, even superfood smoothies are usually made with water. Water pollution sources include agriculture, industry, medical waste, and many more. We need to be concerned about the chemicals and other contaminants in all that we consume. Pesticides, herbicides, industrial wastes, fracking chemicals, that's from hydraulic fracturing of the underground rock to release natural gas and oil, done in many areas of shale rock, sources of these. Pharmaceuticals, microplastic dust, and radioactive and heavy metals from geoengineering aerosol fallout. All these are common contaminants in water as well as in food. So are many chemical additives used in food processing, such as aspartame, flavors, colors, and preservatives, MSG. Raw tap water is a chemical cocktail that should not be consumed without purification. For many decades, chlorine, fluoride, and other toxic chemical public poisons, I call them, we have a website, publicpoisons.com, but these poisons have been admittedly added by cities to the excess of pollutants already contaminating the water that should not be in our water supply for consumption. Glyphosate has been among the most used agricultural herbicides for years now, and nearly everyone has toxic levels of it in the body. Let me share with you the article that I put out for customers that I send things to just to make them aware of their need for purifying water. The title is, Do You Want Poison Chemicals or Water Fit to Drink? Water for drinking and cooking. Water is vital to life-sustaining functions. An adult's body is 60+% water by weight and 75% by volume. We lose 3 to 8 pints of fluid daily through perspiration and elimination, which must be replaced with pure water to maintain health. More coffee, soda pop, and alcohol are consumed than water, making most people very dehydrated and too acidic. Raw water from the tap, often used in beverages, should be only work water. Harmful chemicals and other contaminants make it unfit for drinking, showering, or bathing without thorough purification. Chlorine, fluoride, lead, bacteria, algae, radioactive particles, and agricultural and industrial chemicals are common in tap water. Every city actually adds chemicals to water for various purposes, particularly chlorine and/or chloramines, powerful poisons used to kill bacteria and algae, and fluoride for no good reason. These can cause serious health problems. A U.S. Council of Environmental Quality study states that, quote, cancer risk among people drinking chlorinated water is 93% higher than among those whose water does not contain chlorine, unquote. Fluoride also seriously raises cancer risk, as proven by Dr. John Yamianis and others doing research, statistical research on populations that are fluoridated. Bottled water is not the answer. There are no standards, and bacteria tests at the source are rare. In addition to BPA from plastic bottles, what other contaminants are in bottled water? How long since bottling? How often are filters changed on the machines? What is the actual cost per gallon? Well, it's high. How many plastic bottles are accumulating in our landfills, not being properly recycled? What about bathing and showering? Harmful chemicals present in unpurified water can be readily absorbed by the skin. The volatile ones become vapors inhaled as the warm water forms steam in your shower. Day after day, these poisons enter your body and harm your lungs, leading to degenerative illnesses. Quote, showering is suspected as the primary cause of elevated levels of chloroform in nearly every home in America because of the chlorine in the water, unquote, by Lance Wallace of the EPA. A normal adult taking a 15-minute shower or bath would be exposed to up to twice as much chlorine as from drinking 2 quarts of the same raw water. People just don't realize how much of these poisons they're absorbing in their bath or shower. A study by the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Quality Engineering found that 29% to 46% of water pollutant contamination in children and 50 to 70% of it in adults is through the skin. Solutions. Your body deserves a chemical-free drink. Your skin, hair, and lungs deserve a clean shower or bath. What are the solutions? Well, your own high-tech water purifier. Over 30 years ago, a breakthrough water treatment was developed called electrostatic oxidation reduction, also called Redox. It was initially given the brand name KDF for kinetic degradation fluxion, referring to its electrostatic action. But it's an alloy of copper and zinc. And what it does is a number of things. It takes care of the smelly poison chlorine, major cause of cancer and heart and respiratory problems. It removes highly toxic lead, commonly found in pipe joint solder, which causes brain and nerve damage. It removes iron and other heavy metals. It destroys, and we should mention mercury, which is a common contaminant, and maybe cadmium as well in many of the waters of our nation. Another thing it does, it destroys bacteria, parasites, algae, and mildew. It gets rid of foul-smelling toxic hydrogen sulfide. And it conditions the water for ideal cleansing, softer skin, and more manageable hair, all harmlessly. In fact, it even slightly alkalizes the water as well. So Redox in our units that I offer for people to use in their home takes care of chlorine and prolongs the life of the top-quality carbon that are also in the multi-stage cartridges, so that carbon can remove other chemicals for a much longer period. If you don't have the redox protecting the carbon gets exhausted trying to deal with all the chlorine in the water. Our special flow-through water purifier systems, and then we also have corrected reverse osmosis, a slower, more thorough water purification process, but they all use this top-grade redox and carbon media, and will remove chlorine, fluoride, pesticides, radiation, toxic metals, and so forth. we have a special fluoride cartridges that do a more thorough job of that in the flow through systems. The reverse osmosis systems are the most effective for that. To correct acid RO water, we suggest adding a remineralizing alkalizer, something we also make available, and that will put some minerals back in the water so that it does not steal minerals from your body or be more acid, as RO water tends to be, not a healthy water to consume in the long run. So if you remineralize it and alkalize it, that will make it just fine. So with these superior low-cost items, we also have shower and bath filters, great for city or well water. And all of this is available at waterus.com. So our bodies need more pure water. The water in other beverages and foods is not as useful for bodily needs as water itself. However, the water piped into our homes needs corrected to be healthy. It is crucially important to purify water with a good water purifying system to remove the poisons. A combination of redox media with carbon and corrected reverse osmosis is the most thorough method of purifying for home use. That water can be remineralized, as we mentioned, if needed to make it more alkaline. But redox and carbon with a special fluoride removing media is also very good and often more practical and less expensive in a flow-through type of system, and even better when combined with ultrafiltration, a type of membrane that the water will flow through, not a slow drip process like the reverse osmosis. Be aware that superfoods like Northern Edge Organic Milled Flaxseed, delicious greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, flower pollen extract, organic spirulina, and herbs are all very important to be added to the diet to strengthen and maintain health. Please visit reallywell.com for outstanding superfoods and other natural health products and information, and waterus.com for pure water fit to drink. Opinions are much more common than knowledge of reality. Now is the time to understand and move with purpose. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. Been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.